Exodus tonight. Exodus chapter 13, verse 20. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etam in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way. Ooh. And by night, a pillar of fire to give them light. To go by day. Amen. And night. Hallelujah. Amen. They had headlights, folks. Amen. They could travel at night. Amen. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Amen. Amen. Let me read you another one in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 1, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. That's why God wrote us the whole Bible, incidentally, so that we would not be ignorant. You need enough education to read the Bible. You need enough education to read the dictionary. You need enough education to read a concordance. You need enough education to read good, godly books written by men of God. Amen. And if you don't have it, it's because you're too stinking low down lazy to do it. And God is going to whip you up one side and down the other for your laziness. Amen. We don't have an excuse for ignorance today. Amen. No excuse. Praise God, Vince Wilson got saved, couldn't even read his name on a barn door. Amen. And God taught him to read. Hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth couldn't read. He was over 40 years old and got saved, and his wife taught him to read. And he read the Bible all of his life. Amen. Brother over here in Indiana couldn't read, and he got saved and prayed through on a stump over there, and God, amen, taught him to read. Hallelujah. And it's not God's will that we be ignorant. Now, if you just got so far down the road that you didn't learn to read, that's still no excuse. You can go to church and get the preacher to read to you every service. Get your wife to read to you or your husband to read to you. Amen. And if neither one of them can read, get your kids to read the Bible to you. Ignorance is no excuse. Amen. Paul said, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. Amen. I mean, it's God's will that we have a little smarts. How that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. Amen. Praise God. I like to talk about followers and followed. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, here's my thesis tonight. If you have to run out before it get done, here's my sermon in a nutshell. They followed the cloud and the fire, and then the rock followed them. Hallelujah. How you like that? Praise God. If you'll follow the cloud in the fire, praise God, the rock will follow you. Woo, glory to God. Amen. I mean, follow. We got to learn how to follow. The Bible said in the New Testament, way over here Amen. First Peter, praise God. He tells us, who is he that will harm you? 1 Peter 3:13, if ye be followers of that which is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Well. Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am a follower of Christ. Hallelujah. Paul further stated, be ye followers of them who through faith inherit promises. You need to be followers, praise God, of men and women of faith and power, praise God. I was interested to note that I forgot. What kind of Bible I'm reading out of. Yeah, this Nelson Bible, in the concordance, it gives a definition of what follow means. It means to go after. Amen. How do you like that? It means to go after. Hallelujah. You got saved? Amen. It's because you went after something. Amen. I mean, some preacher preached and you went after it. Praise God. Oh, I'd like to tell you tonight, go for it. The right thing, that is. Amen. Follow the cloud and follow the fire. Praise God. Oh, the Bible says there is a river. Amen. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Amen. We need to follow the river. Back in bygone days, you get lost, get to the river. Amen. And follow the river. If you followed it long enough, downstream you'd get to civilization. After a while, praise God. Follow the river. Hallelujah. Follow the cloud. Follow the fire. Amen. And follow right. This won't take very long tonight. Praise God. It's one thing to follow, but there's a whole bunch that took off in Israel's post-Egypt history that didn't follow right. Amen. I mean, there's a difference in real obedience and just going along because everybody else is going. I mean, Israel, there was a bunch of them followed and followed because they really wanted to follow God. And then there was the mixed multitude. They followed along to sell popcorn alongside, you know, and trinkets, you know. And, amen. They followed along, you know, amen, to peddle alongside, you know, and make what they could out of her. I'm telling you what, amen, you got a city of 3 million people traveling through the wilderness. Amen. You could set up a business of mending tents and pots and pans. Amen. And so they had a great multitude following them. A mixed multitude, if you will. Amen. There's a bunch that followed them, but it didn't do them a bit of good. Amen. It means something to follow right. Hallelujah. They followed right. Amen. Sister Bonnie and the prison ministry. Amen. When they first started, she had about 25 people that wanted to go on the prison ministry. Amen. I knew why a bunch of them wanted to go, because they was bored with church. They was carnal as kraut and didn't want to go to church anyway. Amen. And so I told her she'd have to limit it down to just a certain amount. Amen. And a lot of them that wanted to, and went on the prison ministry, they're already backslid. Amen. They didn't want to go to church. They didn't want to worship God. They wanted to get out and see the country. They was curious. Amen. And there's a bunch that followed Jesus. You know, they were just curiosity seekers. There's a bunch that followed the children of Israel through the wilderness. They're just a bunch of curiosity seekers. Amen. We need to take heed that we go to church to worship God. Amen. It may be important to have other things, but if you neglect your worship to take care of other things, you missed the point, brother. Amen. It may be important, you know, to have things going on in church, but you got too many people behind the scenes doing too many things. Amen. We can do without that. Amen. You need it to be in here worshiping God too. And we need you in here worshiping God. You don't need to be gallivanting around all over the country and off down in some corner in the Sunday school room on Sunday morning. You need to get back up here, praise God, and get in church in the house of God. You belong in service. Amen. We don't need a bunch of drones loitering in the corners of little rooms in the church while church is going on. Amen. There's a lot of things we can do without being done long enough to worship God. Amen. If we can quit work and rest on Sunday to worship God, that's what we need to do when we get here. We need to worship God. We need to get in where God can help us. Hallelujah. And we'll get something then that can help somebody else. Can you say amen? Praise God. We need to follow not out of mere curiosity. We need to follow out of sincere obedience. Amen. And that makes a difference on how, amen, God manifests himself to us. Praise God. There are different times that God came down on the tabernacle with that cloud and covered the cloud. Amen. One time it was because, amen, Moses had opposition. And they were in opposition against Moses and about ready to stone him. Amen. And God came down and covered the thing up till you couldn't hardly see your hand in front of your face. And amen, men began to tremble before God. Amen. God came down to protect Moses. God came down to plead Moses' cause. Amen. Hallelujah. It was the same thing when they set out to destroy the seed royal scattered throughout all of the country in Esther's day. Amen. But oh my, when old Haman had everything rolled out and it looked like it was signed, sealed, and delivered, praise God, God came down and made old Haman parade Mordecai through the streets and say, "Thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor." I want you to know, amen, your opposition to God's real people will backfire. Amen. Yeah, you just go on out and yo. And old Collins this and old Collins that, and Collins said something else, and Collins said something else. Amen. That cloud will come down to bless, but the same cloud that came that comes down to bless old Collins will come down to judge you. Amen. That same cloud that came down to bless Moses, amen, judged his sister. That same cloud that came down to bless Moses judged Aaron. Amen. That same cloud that came down to bless and protect Moses, amen, judged Korah and his cohorts, amen, and swallowed them into hell. Hallelujah. That cloud that followed them to bless them that did right, amen, and to bring judgment on them that didn't do right. Amen. You better be careful. You're asking for it. Amen. I say that with fear and trepidation and with weeping and with tears, because I don't want any of my friends, amen, to come under God's judgment. Praise God. Especially because of me. My Lord, have mercy. You never saw anything less of nothing than I am. Amen. You never saw anything lifted lower out of the dirt. My God, and God has lifted me. Amen. And put his spirit on my unworthy soul and christened me to preach the glorious saving gospel of Jesus Christ. I ain't in Ohio because I loved Ohio. I'm an Ohio because I love Jesus and his church and his people and the fellowship of the saints. Amen. There's other places I like better than Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. When some of y'all get ready to take off to Kentucky on the weekend, amen, I like to follow you, praise God, because I like Kentucky better than I do Ohio, amen, but I like the cause of God and the church of God and the people of God, amen, better than that, amen. And so, hallelujah, I got this plow in my hand. And I got these reins in my hand. Amen. And I got this harness on. Hallelujah. And I ain't looking back. I'm going to plow straight on. Amen. Moses would have rather took a route closer to Canaan. Amen. Than to take a route through the wilderness. And nobody liked that barren land, that wilderness, without a drink of water in 3 days' journey. Great God, with no food to eat, no fruit trees, a desert, bleak, barren witness, wilderness where the way was rough and the path was rocky and it was hot and dry. Why did they go? Because God led them to the wilderness. And it's where God leads you that God will bless you. Amen. Yeah, preachers, the best we can do is follow the fire. The best we can do is follow the cloud. Amen. You say, Brother Collins, what's the secret of success? It's not our own prowess. It's not our own natural charm and ability. It's not our own leadership necessarily. Amen. And while I've already put in a plug, amen, for reading the Bible and learning all you can, it's not all your knowledge necessarily. If we didn't learn when we read how to follow, we missed it. If we didn't learn when we read where the fire was, we missed it. If we didn't learn what we read, amen, and where love fails, duty takes over, praise God, and duty takes over and holds us in the reins and in the battle, hallelujah, until love comes along and takes over again. Amen. You got some guys here that's been soldiers. Amen. And you didn't feel like it when you was under fire, even in training. Machine gun bullets zipping over your head 16 inches above your head. Amen. Crawling through the mud and through barbed wire. You'd rather been doing something else, wouldn't you, Rick? Amen. Rather been doing something else. Amen. And Vern might not have liked it when he first jumped out of that airplane and didoed through the heavens and pulled that ripcord. Amen and hoped that chute opened, and if it didn't open, he hoped that next one opened. And of course they told the old story about the soldier that they told him, now you've got an extra chute. And so he pulled his first ripcord and his first chute didn't open. And he pulled his second ripcord and his second chute didn't open. And they told him, said, there'll be a truck waiting for you when you land down below. And he said, just be my luck, that truck won't be there either. Amen. It's an old story, you know. Amen. Hey, amen. But praise God, soldiers have got up a sweat when they stood in line, amen, to jump out of that airplane. And first time, they went all through all kinds of training. They learned how to jump 20 feet and hit the ground and not break their back and take it, roll with the punches, so to speak. Amen. And now they're going to have to do it for real out of an airplane. Amen. About 5,000 feet high. More or less, depending. Amen. And that's when men, grown men, strong men that's not afraid of nothing, break out into a sweat. What do you do when that time comes? Duty takes over. Where the old want to dies out. Amen. Duty takes over. Amen. And then you've got to obey. And when the sergeant says, march, you march. And when he says, go, you go. Amen. And when you'd rather stay than go, God says, go. When you don't feel like it, you go. At the command of the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes. If I ought to ever catches up with I want to, it'll be a sight. What we'll do for God. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Whether I ought to ever catches up with I want to, our sense of duty ought to take over somewhere. And we ought to do it because God said it. We ought to do it because the man of God preached to her the anointing of the word right out of the Bible. Amen. And told us in black and white and under the anointing of the Spirit with the fire of God ablazing on his soul. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Told about General Jackson. He needed his troops across the river. Amen. And he told his bridge builders to get ready. Amen. He was going to have a bridge across the river. Amen. The bridge builders misunderstood the order, and he thought he was supposed to do it. General Jackson went to talk to the engineers. Amen. And when they got done with the conference, amen, the bridge builder came up and saluted him and said, sir, amen, the bridges are ready and the wagons are across the river. Amen. And he said, but where are my engineers? And he said, they're still in the tent making plans on how to build a bridge. Praise God. And the old bridge builder had already built the bridge, makeshift for whatever he had, got whatever he could together, pulled the last wagon across the river. Praise God, while the engineer was still planning. Amen. Somebody said a camel is a horse put together by a committee. Amen. Hallelujah. When it comes down, glory to God, to the on-the-job decision. Praise God. There comes a time you got to make decisions. Without any conflab with anybody else. It's a life and death matter. The surgeon's got to make a decision whether to go ahead or not. Amen. And so he goes ahead and he operates. And when it's a life and death, an eternal life and death situation, sometimes a man of God got to make a decision. Moses had to make decisions. Joshua had to make decisions. Amen. They had to do it at the command of the Lord. Hallelujah. Dad, you're the king of the household. Amen. You're the one that needs to make a lot of decisions. Praise God. There's a lot of big mouth women in church. Amen. It's always piping up. Amen. There's been a lot of times, bless God, I thought we ought to ask their husband what he thought about it. Amen. There's a lot of grandmas, amen, that's worrying about the grandkids. Praise God, when I felt like asking the mother where she's at anyway. Amen. They leave it to grandma to do the praying. They leave it to grandpa to do the praying. Amen. My God, when are we ever going to grow up and be men and women and quit leaving it to grandma and grandpa and dad and mom take a lead in the home for God? Huh? Amen. Well, I got a way off the line here. Praise God. Amen. He covered them to protect them, to defend the good against the bad. Praise God. And if they followed him right, Jesus followed them to bless. Well, didn't they drink water out of the rock? Amen. Yeah, well, didn't the mixed multitude follow the cloud too? Yes. And they were blessed. As long as they obey. Amen. Yeah. And didn't Aaron and Miriam follow the cloud too? Yes. And they were blessed. As long as they obeyed. Amen. Didn't Corey and Dedan and their cohorts follow the cloud too? Yes. And they were blessed. And Moses didn't wish them any harm. Amen. No? Praise God. Oh, God. But when the cloud swept away and the fire lifted and they went to look, amen, after Aaron had had his opposition and others was going to take his place, amen, and move into the priesthood, praise God, they run out to the ark to see whose rod had budded, amen. And Aaron's rod had not only budded, it had bloomed, praise God, had flowers on it, and had almonds on it. Amen. Glory to God. Aaron's rod budded. Hallelujah. What does that teach us? Well, if we've got, amen, enough smarts to listen, it teaches us, amen, that God has ordained that a man of God that's anointed of God, amen, is temporarily in charge and he can't help it. Amen. And we need to follow, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now God wrote that letter in the Laodicean church and the Ephesus, Smyrna, Thyatira, Pergamos, amen, and Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. He wrote it to the angel of the church. Why? Because even though they were in bad shape, the angel took the blame equally with the congregation for the shape they're in. Amen. And there wasn't but two that got the commendation. But while God was still perfecting them, and while God was still correcting them, the seven messengers, angels, are pastors of the seven churches, were still in his right hand. The stars of the seven church were still in his right hand. Amen. You say, well, he's lax. He's riding with a slack line. Amen. If God's called you to that church, even if he is momentarily, amen, riding with a slack hand, you can't divorce that church, amen, if God's led you there. No more than you can divorce your wife and husband and be in the will of God if God puts you there. Amen, and he does. Before God and these witnesses, he does. Hallelujah. Amen. And to oppose the man of God is to oppose Christ, who holds those stars in his right hand. Amen. And to follow the teaching and preaching of the true men of God, the true men called and sent and ordained of God, it's up to us to know. It's up to us to find that out. Amen. Yeah, you say, I know a lot of people that's following some things that's not worthy to be followed. You know why they're going that way? Because their heart's that way. Amen. Backslider in the heart has got to get ready in his heart to accommodate. The only reason that multiplied thousands of Christians followed Jim and Tammy, because they were backslidden in heart, and that was what they was ready to accommodate. Amen. That's why they followed them. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Amazing thing. Absolutely amazing. Praise God. Hallelujah. They did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But listen to the next verse. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Why? They followed, but they didn't follow right. Amen. It's a disaster to die in the wilderness and never get to the promised land. My God, It's a terrible thing to die in the wilderness and never enjoy the full blessing that God intends for you to have. Well, you say, let's follow the fire. Amen. How do you follow? Go after the things that bring the fire. How do you do it? Go after the things that bring the cloud. Amen. Go after the things that cause a river to flow out of the rock. All I have to do is speak to the rock and a river flows out of the rock. Praise God. And you hear that water sloshing. Amen. And somebody will follow it. Amen. Acts, I believe around chapter 12. Amen. Acts. After Peter gets done preaching to Cornelius' household, maybe it's Acts chapter 10. Amen. Acts chapter 10, and Peter preaches to the Gentiles. Amen. The Holy Ghost falls on them. And then Acts chapter 11. Amen. Peter's called on the carpet in Jerusalem, and they tell them what they're going to have to do, and they finally pass on it, and for as much as God gave them the light, gives it unto us who believe the Lord Jesus Christ. What was I? Could I withstand God? And when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. And they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none only but the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, and when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. And tidings of these things came to the ears of the churches at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. Barnabas is following the cloud and the fire. Amen. And oh, this son of consolation, hallelujah. He, when he came and seeing the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Amen. Hold on to the Lord. Stick to him. Listen to this. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Hallelujah. What a harvest they had because he followed the cloud. He followed the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Those boys at Jerusalem weren't totally ignorant of what God was doing. When they sent Barnabas, they sent the right man. They were following the Lord. They sent the right man for the right job. He was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added to the Lord. And then Barnabas had such a harvest, it was getting too big for him. And so he sent for Paul. Saul, they still called him. Amen. Went to Tarsus, made a trip. Amen. To look for Saul. When he found him, he brought him to Antioch. It came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves in the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Why were they called Christians? Christian means Christ, the anointed one. When you say Christian, you're saying the anointed oneians. Amen. The anointed followers. The followers of the anointed. Hallelujah. You know where they saw and got the example? Hallelujah. They saw it in Barnabas. And they saw it in Saul. Hallelujah. Why? How they became such imitators of Christ by following Barnabas, who was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. that they became called Christians. Amen. First, I mean, when it comes to being called Christians, Antioch took first place. Called Christians first at Antioch. What brought it about? They were good followers. They had a good leader, and he went and got another good leader, and they were good followers. Amen. And so they all became Christians. Amen. Anointed one, Neans. Hallelujah. They had such an anointing, had such a fire about them, such a love about them. Amen. Such a aura surrounded them. Such a cloud hovered over them. Praise God. They took it everywhere they went. Amen. And they were called, I mean, these were Gentiles, called Christians, a bunch of Greeks, called Christians first at Antioch. Good followers are followed by Christ. Amen. Said they went everywhere in the last chapter, Mark. God working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Stand with me and let's pray. Father, bless our broken remarks, our needy, unworthy souls. Oh, Lord God, pour upon us the grace of Christ for such an hour as this. May we humbly follow, that we may be humbly blessed in your power and in your fullness. I pray. In Jesus' name, to the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Find your altar. Make your way around. Kneel and call on the Lord. Let Jesus, praise God, put fire in your heart. Let him put fire in your soul. Amen. If you follow the world, if you follow the entertainments, the menu that the world has to offer will leave you high and dry. You won't have nothing much to give to anybody out of church or in church. But if you follow close to Jesus, you'd be a soul winner. And much people will be added to the church. Hallelujah. Come on, let's cry out to God. Let's ask him for help. Let's ask him for his touch. Lay your hand on us, Lord. One more time.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, may the weary ones see, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, the darkest of night, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. and Satan oppose. God leads his dear children along. With grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song in the night season and all the day long.
The tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, well, I shall not be moved. Tonight, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. Can we raise our hands toward him tonight? Let's be like that tree planted by the waters and tell the Lord tonight, with his help, we won't be moved. Let's worship the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I was alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven saying there ain't work to do. I took my master's hand and I joined that heavenly band, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.